The U.S. House and Senate have passed differing versions of the bill. The Senate focuses on providing more money to states to pay for children's health insurance programs, including dental care. The House version focuses on that, but also prevents a scheduled 10% cut in physician payments for Medicare and Medicaid services. The president and CEO of Franciscan Scamp Healthcare in La Crosse says 20% of insured patients' bills are now due to government underpayments. Robert Nessie says low reimbursement rates affect care.
If there's a 10% decrease in Medicare reimbursement, I think particularly in areas that have high levels of government patients, and in Wisconsin that tends to be interurban areas and northern Wisconsin and rural areas, what we have seen is physicians just choose to leave those areas.
Nessie and AARP spokesman Gene Meyer of Prescott say the country's healthcare system is broken. Meyer points to what he saw at a free clinic in Prescott this week.
I couldn't believe the number of people that were there lined up to try to get some help. We have got a broken system and we've got to get it fixed, people. We had people sitting in the on the floors. We had them standing. They were just on top of each other trying to get in to get some help.
Meanwhile, 3rd District Congressman Ron Kind says the bill, which still must get presidential approval after the House and Senate concur, will add almost $30 million to funding for state of Wisconsin health programs. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio, La Crosse.